Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes. Sukkah Daf Tes, today is the sugya of Sukkah Yeshana, as is quoted in the Mishnah. An old sukkah, which is, as you know, built not l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah, and is built early, kol she'asa kodum l'chag shloshim yom, that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But if it was made l'shem chag, aval mas l'shem chag, afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera, if it was made for sukkahs, then even from a year before, it's kasher, that is not a sukkah yeshana. Within 30 days, says Rashi, iluto shloshim l'chag, habe, kibon d'shol ha'milchas ha'g, kodum l'chag shloshim yom, stam ha'os l'shem chag u'oseh. Within 30 days, mistama, anyone who makes a sukkah is doing it l'shem, the mitzvah of sukkah, the shol and v'dorshin, could either be a siba or a siman. That's what makes people be thinking about sukkahs. That's a reflection that it's already the zone, the feeling, the aura of sukkahs already there, even halachically. But before that, avakodim shloshim stam alav l'chag. But before that, that mistama, it wasn't for the chag. And this gets into the sugya of sukkah yeshana, building a sukkah. Right, this is one of the gemaras that talk about the mitzvah of building a sukkah, whether there is lishma, whether there is kavana for building a sukkah. So it has to be made, we paskin, not a problem of sukkah yeshana. It has to be made for shade, it has to be made for a structure, but it does not have to be made for the mitzvah of sukkah. Let's talk a little bit today about building the sukkah yourself and pushing oneself and making sure, being toreach, in mitzvahs themselves. Is it appropriate for let's call him a big Talmud Chacham, to be osek in building the sukkah himself? In the sweating, in the schlepping, in the rolling up his sleeves? Is that appropriate? That's the question that was asked of the Chavos Yair 400 years ago, 300 years ago, 300 plus years ago, in Simon Reish Hei, Rav Yair Bakrek. Shelo Tzurva Mirabanan, Charif Ubaki, Umasmid, right? This wasn't the question exactly, but the question that he was asked was as follows. You have this Baki, this expert, Talmud Chacham, that is also Yodea Nagein Bekama Mine Klizemer. He is a great musician, right? He's a big Talmud Chacham, but he knows how to play the guitar and the piano. Sha'al im harishus biyado l'nagein bekinor l'fnei chasen v'kala. Right? Is it okay that the Gadol Hador goes and plays the harp in front of the chasen v'kala? Hein ba'ali chasam l'chuppah, open mishnah shal mitzvah chasuna. Either on the way to the chuppah or at the wedding meal, right? Is that appropriate? O neima da'asul olavazos atzmo mebnekvo terasso. Or do we say, he's the Gadol Hador. He's going to be the musician. Is that really appropriate? Is that okay? Is that mechubad? Is that kavadik? And yes, we know the principle that a chacham can be mochel on his kavod. Unlike a melech who cannot be mochel on his kavod, the chacham can be mochel on his kavod. Yesh lomar heder kavod dekima v'hidur shani. Not giving him kavod. That's one thing. He can be mochel on his kavod. He wants to allow you to not stand up for him and not maybe sit in his seat. Or allowed to sit in his seat, Masha'en Kain Bizayon. But as we know from the sugya of Kfo Tabar Chacham, there's a difference between not giving him kavod and being mevazahim and disgracing him. He might be able to be mochel on his kavod, but according to some Rishonim at least, he cannot be mochel and allow people to be mevazahim. So the question is, here, is this a Bizayon? Right, to have the Gadol Hador playing the guitar for the Chasen Kala? So that's his... That's his question. So he starts off by saying, Shuvah, lefi atzah she'ilascha, hayiroi lehistapek, im kenagin amanage, lefnei chasam v'kala, havi bizayon. The question is that such a disgrace to be playing the guitar in front of the chasam v'kala? Right? The assumption is that he can be mochel on his kavod, and the only shayla is, he cannot be mochel on his bizayon. So is this bizayon? Is this bizayon by allowing him to be the musician? The dilma lo havi rak heder kavod. Even though it is a service, the derech lekabel aleschar, and usually something that you get paid for, you pay the musicians. So does that show something that is pretty lowly? It's an avoda, mikol makom, but still. The first parak of Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Beis, it discusses how Gdoli Ador pour drinks for people at their wedding. So it's just being a shayrus, a service, doesn't seem to be a bizayon. V'yalkar chach tomar, so you have to say, don't be bizayon. Rak b'inyan she'enu misnahi b'nikiyus. Right, so it's not just the service at the wedding. It must be what type of service at the wedding. Like the Gemara says later on in Masechta Shabbos, right, a Kabbal Chacham cannot go out with a stain on his beged. If people look at him and kind of have an ugh, like they look down, so that's where we would say it's a bizayon. He can't do something that people would be, oh. But if his behavior is to be mechabit others, so halonomar ezehu mechubad hamechabit esabrios, right? Pirkei Avos v'zenikra mochal kfodo. That's his kavod. That's not bizoyin. So what do you say? The question is it okay for him to be mevaze himself? So the question is playing music, is that being mevaze himself? So that's the chavosiyar, classic tshuva. Mikol makom naniach lo nazniach hatzas chavaze. You know what? Let's assume, I'm not so sure if you're right, but let's assume that you're right, that it's a bizoyon. V'nitfos yuksas bizoyon. If a little bizoyon, lefish seder v'anagas olam, because the minaga olam is, you have the photographer, you have the flowers, you have the music guy. That's like all one group. You don't put them with the mesadar kedushin. You don't put them with the mechubad invited guests. Ushman bochiach alayim shenigroim leitzanim. It must be that all of the people who came to entertain at the wedding were called leitzanim. You have the people who make the jokes and the people who do the music. That's the whole group. Well, lefize, so what would you say? So he says, maybe it's a machlokas we shown him. Lefize, nira, lechare, detali, bepluktas, deravasa. Again, we're going to get to sukkah, and that's what it has to do with our daf. Maybe it's a machlokas we shown him. Why? We know that there is a p'tur, Maseches Kedushin, and elsewhere, that a zakein ve'eno lefichvodo, a certain, the circumstances, there are cases where the Gadol HaDor is hotter from doing certain mitzvos. Right? The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, what about if it's Reb Moshe Feinstein sees a pencil on the floor? Does he have to go and return the pencil? Who knows whose it is? So Zaki Min Lefikvodo. That's the Rambam quotes this based on the Gemara. Perek Yud Aleph, the end of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Gzela Vaaveda. Matzah sako kupa. If you halacha yigimel, if somebody finds a sack or a kupa, somebody finds a knapsack. Im hayachacham ozakin mechubad shein darko lito kelim elu biyado. Somebody finds a knapsack and they're going to go schlep it to find out whose it is. If he is someone who, even he, if he himself doesn't take himself seriously, but the whole world take himself seriously, eino chayav lehitabo b'ad. He doesn't have to do it. There's a p'tur. Why? Why? The mitzvahs are for every Jew. Why wouldn't he have to do this? Because it's also a mitzvah for other Jews to give him kavod, and this would be beneath his kavod. The omed is daito ilu hayashalo emayamachzirin laatzmo kachay lachzir shal chaveiro. If it was his, people would return it to him, so he has to return it to his friend. V'im lo hayamochel al kvodo afilo hayashalo kach mishal chaveiro eno chay lachzir. But if it was his, would this be a kavodik to schlep this in public? So then he wouldn't have to return it. And there are examples given with animals, with knapsacks. Good. The question is, in these cases where the zaken, we're not doing, again, Elamitzias right now, but in the cases where the zaken would be putter from returning, would he be allowed to return? Would the zaken allowed to be mochel and his covenant to return? The Rambam says, yes. Says the Rambam, Ra'es Aveda, where is this? Halacha Yud Zayin. Haholik baderech hatova hayasher va'osel lefnim mishuras hadin machzer s'aveda b'chol makom v'yavav ishen lech v'chodo. The Rambam says, fine, you can go lefnim mishuras hadin, and therefore you can return it even though it's beneath your covet. But if you look in the Rosh, you look in the Rosh in Bav Metziah, the Rosh says, no, this is not about your covet. This is about the covet that everyone else gives you. And the Rosh says in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf Aleph, says the Rosh, the yearly kiva shepatra hatora es hazakein she'ein lo lezalzel bechvodo. Since the Torah patters because he shouldn't be mezalzel, iser hu lagabe didei. It's aser shemezalzel chvod Torah b'makam she'ein chayiv. He's being mezalzel. What's his covenant? A Talmid Chacham is not his own covenant, it's Kavanah Torah. People identify him as the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the representative of Torah for so many people. So if he's Mevaz on his covenant, he's being Mevaz on the Torah's covenant. And therefore says the Rosh, he can't. Isser hu l'gabi didei. Shemizal zel l'chvot Torah b'makam she'ein hayiv. U'mishem safik mamon chaveiro. imhu mechuya bolo yizalza basavik yisr. So that's the that is the says. So maybe says the chavos yair. So maybe doing this right, being the musician at a wedding is exactly like this. It's you know, being mochal on your kavod, and it should, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. That's what he says. Maybe it's the machlokas, he quotes the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. And then he says, the ein lomar l'das ha-Rosh. Right? And maybe, don't say the das ha-Rosh, just fear like, the whole bakas ha-Torah v'sa lamta shva b'na d'das torakach, v'yavi d'chlovo gabe gam kohen v'besak faras v'shalom maruba. Maybe the Torah is hinting that you should, that you shouldn't do it. That you should do it. For his alamta, you shall, you know, put yourself away. So maybe only where the Torah is megala that you're not allowed to do it, but other cases you would be able to, and therefore you cannot compare. So he goes back and forth whether the Rosh would say in this case, do you compare Isser to Mammon? So he says, he goes back and forth whether this would be a machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam. And then he continues and says, but what about, what does David HaMelech do with a very famous Chazal? And that's David HaMelech. Yes. David HaMelech, the last Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, what does the Rambam quote? Right, David quote, the Rambam quotes the Psukim for David HaMelech dancing in front of the Aron when the Aron is brought back to Yerushalayim. Says the Rambam, Hamitzvah sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah uba'avas hakel shetziva bohen, the simcha that a person gets by doing the mitzvah and the love of Hashem that commanded the mitzvah. That's an important double lashon. Avoda gedolahi, it's avoda gedola to, again, to have simcha during the mitzvah and think about the avas Hashem. V'chol amoneya and the avas of Hashem towards us. V'chol amoneya atzmo misimcha zu royli parim imenu. If somebody does not allow themselves to partake of this simcha during a mitzvah, it's roy that he's nifra from, that he gets paid back from. Shenamar tachas asher lo avata Hashem alokecha b'simcha v'tov leibav. V'chol amegis ataito v'chol ikavad la'atzmo. If somebody holds themselves so high and say, I'm not going to get involved in this, he's a sinner and he's a fool. Both of those are you should do it, and it's wise to do it. There's nothing to talk about, right? It's his covenant, it's not your covenant. So you should, I shouldn't hold myself so high. Whoever lowers himself and is mekel with his body in this regards, hu hagadol hamechubad haoven me'ava. He is the one that's mechubad because he's giving covenant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein David Melech Yisrael Amar. And that's David HaMelech, who said, what did he say? Remember the conversation? Michal, Bas Shaul, his wife, comes out, and after David HaMelech had an amazing day, bringing the Aron back, dancing in front of all of Klal Yisrael, he comes back home, he falls on the couch in his house, he's like, wow, what a day. And what does his wife say to him? Michal, Bas Shaul? What a great day when all the maidservants of the nation saw the arms of the king of Israel. You rolled up your sleeves, and you saw, my father would never have done such a thing. Right, that's what she says. And the Medrash and the Yalkut points out, yet David answers, and that's exactly the point, because I'm the king and not your father. Your father cared too much about what everybody else thought. I do what's right because I know what's right. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's what the Rambam says. So the question is, what does the Rosh do with that? What does the Rosh do with that? Chazal, the Rosh says, you're not allowed to go with Nimi Shuras Adin, and so to speak, be mevazi yourself. What does he do with that Chazal? So what must you say? Says the Chavos Yair, Shani Dvarim Shebekdusha. A Dvar Shebekdusha is different than Stama Mitzvah. Stama Mitzvah, there's a Ptur, but a Dvar Shebekdusha, dancing in front of the Aron, so he says that must be different, and one would be able to dance in front of the Aron because that is a davar shebekdusha. Again, that's what he says in the continuation of this piece in the Chavos Yair. Davar shebekdusha. So what about sukkah? Now he gets into. So what about sukkah? So he says maybe a sukkah is also a. Let me just try to find it. Here it is. Ubazen is Yashiv Ksad. Ve'en lahachos ala rush. Mimashakasav David mefazizu macharker. For what shakasav michal, kigolos niglos echad arekim. Tevadi, darvashe begdusha shiny. Kamoshakasav, ein gedula beplatlin shalmelech. Right? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no gedula. Ubazen is Yashiv Ksas. Here's our sugya. Al shatam al-chacha megdoli ador. Mitaplan atzman basiyas asukkah. Right? Great gedoli ador and David HaChavim were themselves involved in building their sukkah. Af berushas arabim ubachatzim mefulash in the front of everybody v'kach roi lohem v'kach kasa maharil shekasa maharam, one of the great sources of minhag of Ashkenaz, the maharil quotes from the maharab osik basiyas asiyas sukaso v'pnei she sukkah ksas ptusha yeshpo. Sukkah is also called a darashe v'kdusha. How do you know? Ardaf. What does our gemara say? There's an iser hana on sukkah. Why? Kishem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga. And therefore, it's a davar shebekdusha, and therefore, it is okay to be involved in this, and therefore, there's not a problem, and that's what he says. And then he says, in the continuation, maybe there's another chiluk. Bein adam achaveiro, bein adam amako. What are the cases of hashavas aveda that is a patur that the Rosh is talking about? That's talking about bein adam achaveiro. Maybe bein adam achaveiro, there's a concept of covet. Still, it would be okay. So this is related to building the sukkah yourself, and that is what many poskim say. Again, even the building of the sukkah, right? Not just the sitting in the sukkah. We're talking about building the sukkah the mitzvah? Building the sukkah the mitzvah? So hashavas aveda, that itself is the mitzvah. Playing the music at the wedding, that itself is the mitzvah. Sikhas chas makala. What about building? So again, we'll have to have a separate shiur about this. Pe'ezus Hashem. But there's a number of sources that give evidence that even building the sukkah is a different type of mitzvah, of heksher mitzvah than others, right? The She'iltos is one of the more important sources in the sugya. The She'iltos, Rav Achoygon in Kuf Samachtes says, She'elta, D'mechayvin de'beis Yisrael, L'mevit metalalto meisiv v'ashiva yomei. It's an obligation upon the Jews to build a sukkah and sit in it. V'chsiv chag ha'sukkos ta'asal l'cha shivas yomim. V'chsiv ha'sukkos ha'ishu shivas yomim. V'kama ha'vshirut the sukkah, D'novim ba'inishi yichobase, how big? As long as it holds rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. And then it's right here in the Hemek She'iltos, here in Kuf Samach Tes wonders, what is the Shiltos talking about? You have to build a sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah. Right? What do you mean? Why does it say that you have to build the sukkah? That's when the Nitziv develops the idea, his idea, of two types of Heksher Mitzvah. There's Heksher Mitzvah, he says, Aksuva Batorah, and Heksher Mitzvah, She'in Aksuva Batorah. Usually, most mitzvahs, any preparatory stages are not mentioned in the Torah. It says you have to blow a shofar in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah you have to cut the ram's horn off of the ram. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to, cut the lulav and use it. You have to smelt down the metal in order to put up a fence on your roof. It doesn't say that. It says a heksher mitzvah, but it's ain't a ksuva b'Torah. That's one category. But then there's a second category. A few times, not often, there's a heksher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah, where the heksher mitzvah, the Torah itself says and hints to, or it says explicitly, the heksher mitzvah. Right, chag asukas ta'aselcha. So build the sukkah. What do you build the sukkah? So this is the sitting of the sukkah. Sukkas teishvu. It already says it. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. Tzitzis is a heksher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. And others maybe kavod Shabbos. Right, zochar yom Shabbos l'kadsho is a remez. Again, to the mitzvah derabanan of kavod Shabbos. So this is where the Nitziv comes up with these. So there are halachic differences between heksher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah and ksuva b'Torah. Right? Do you say mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho? Is there a keem of doing it yourself? So says the Nitziv by heksher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. Yes, but if not, there's no keem for me to cut the shofar off of the ram. No keem to build a sukkah. There's a keem. Mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Right? Do you apply that principle? You might apply that principle by a heksher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. Right? Is there a havamina? The Gemara in Maseches Menachos goes through havaminas to make a bracha on a heksher mitzvah. So what are the examples given there? Making a bracha on putting tzitzis on the baguette, on writing a mezuzah. Uchsav tamam mezuzah beisecho v'sharecha. The mitzvah is to put it up, not to write it. But the tziv says, at least there's a havamina to make a bracha, not by every heksher mitzvah, but by a heksher mitzvah ksuva batara. So sukkah is one of those. Sukkah is one of those heksher mitzvah ksuva batara. The Ramah also, right? The Ramah that we mentioned recently, the Ramah about having to build your sukkah right after Yom Kippur. What's the language of the Ramah? The mitzvah l'sakin sukkah miyad l'achar Yom Kippur. It's mitzvah to build a sukkah right afterwards. Why? The mitzvah baliyadu al tach misana. The mitzvah that comes to your end, don't delay. So what does he call it? He says mitzvah baliyadu. It's not a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah. He calls it a mitzvah. Or the last halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Build the sukkah right afterwards, k'day latzeis, mi mitzvah el mitzvah. Twice, the Ramah calls building the sukkah a mitzvah. So again, it's a heksher mitzvah, but it's a heksher mitzvah, ksuva b'Torah, and therefore would have separate special status. So we see that, you know, even if you want to say like the Rush, that somebody shouldn't be, a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be mevazeh themselves in certain situations which are beneath their kavod, but building the sukkah is not beneath their kavod. It's a davar shebekdusha, it's a davar shebein adam lamakom, both tilukim made by the Chavos Yair and Simon Reishei would apply. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, by Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, or Kavod Shabbos, where the Gemara quotes that the Amoraim used to, they themselves, be involved in doing the preparations for Shabbos. They themselves. That's where the Gemara quotes, Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho. The Gemara doesn't quote it too often. But the Gemara quotes there, by Kiddushin, and by Kavod Shabbos, those are the two. Kiyadur of Safra, Machrech Reisha, Rav Safra used to roast the head of the fish, Rav Malach Shivuta used to salt the food for Shabbos, V'chulu, and Rashi quotes, Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho, T'chi Asik Gufo B'Mitzvahs, Mekabel Schar Tvei. If you're also in the mitzvahs, you get more schar. So again, there are big discussions in the postgame by which mitzvahs do you apply this, but the Netziv's chiluk of Heksher Mitzvah is by Ksuv Batara and Ksuv Batara, and building the sukkah would for sure be an example of that. It also relates to, many Akronim discuss, whether the mitzvah is Maisa focused or result focused. Result focused, then you probably, there's no mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho. It's all about the result, right? Ma'akeh and the like. But whereas there's a Maisa focus, then you would apply Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho, and then you would say that it's covered for Hashem, for the Talmid Chacham to be Osek in it. Okay, we will stop here.